Always lovely to be with you at this time of the day. It's Thursday, it's 5:30. We change gear once again, and welcome to As the Sun Sets. As you know, my name is Father Emil. It's always lovely to be with you at this time of the day when we simply say thank you to the Lord and raise our minds and our hearts to the Lord in prayer and adoration, praying the beautiful Psalms of the Church, which I know so many of you really, really love. And we all love the Psalms because they are so much a reflection of our lives, just as they would have been reflection of the life of David and his companions. So welcome to As the Sun Sets, today Thursday, the third week in the Psalter. Let's begin by asking the Lord to be with us and to lead us, guide us in our prayer and praise. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
You with a perfect love. Do
The Lord God gave him the throne of David his father. Alleluia. Psalm 131 or 132, the promise of God to the house of David. O Lord, remember David and all the many hardships he endured, the oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the strong one of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes, and to my eyelids I will give no slumber, until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the strong one of Jacob. At Ephratah, we heard of the ark, and we found it in the plains of Yearim. Let us go to the place of his dwelling. Let us go to kneel at his footstool. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with holiness. Your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David your servant, do not reject your anointed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord God gave him the throne of David his father. Alleluia. Jesus Christ is the only ruler over all, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Alleluia. The Lord swore an oath to David. He will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If they keep my covenant in truth and my laws that I have taught them, their sons also shall rule on your throne from age to age. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever. Here I have chosen to live. I will greatly bless her produce. I will fill her poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful shall ring out their joy. There David's stock will flower. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. I will cover his enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Jesus Christ is the only ruler over all, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Alleluia. The canticle is taken from Revelations chapter 11. Lord, who is your like? Majestic in strength and holiness. Alleluia. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who are and who were, that you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came, and the time for the dead to be judged, for rewarding your servants, the prophets and saints, and those who fear your name, both small and great. And now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they loved not their lives even unto death. Rejoice then, O heaven, and you that dwell therein. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, who is your like? Majestic in strength and holiness. Alleluia. Our Gospel reading this evening is taken from the Gospel according to John chapter 6, verses 44 to 51. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one can come to me unless he is drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise him up on the last day. 'Tis written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God, and to hear the teaching of the Father and learn from it is to come to me. Not that anybody has seen the Father, except the one who comes from God. He has seen the Father. I tell you most solemnly, everybody who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the desert, and they are dead. But this is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that a man may eat it and not die. I am the living bread which has come down from heaven, and anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world." Well, we continue our reflection today on the Gospel of John, chapter 6, about Jesus being the bread of life. And today we move from the crowds. Jesus is talking to the crowds, but he's gradually moving now to a confrontation, I would like to say, with the scribes and the Pharisees, the people who knew the law. And as he speaks today, Jesus continues to talk about himself as coming from the Father, so that anybody who sees Jesus sees the Father, that Jesus is the expression of the Father. And it's this that the people have problems with. When we read the Gospel today, this Gospel, all right, it speaks about Jesus. Remember also that the context of the Gospel is at the Passover. And so Jesus brings in the issue of when your fathers ate the manna in the desert. This was, again, a time of passing over from Egypt, from slavery to freedom, going through the desert. And notice now, if you just go back a moment to Exodus and think for a moment about the Exodus, it's the Lord who gave them manna from heaven. And Jesus says, that manna, that bread that came down from heaven, it corrupts. It gave them life for a while, but it's a bread that didn't lead to eternal life. I'm giving you the bread, says Jesus, that's going to lead you to eternal life. And they say, wonderful, Lord, give us that bread always. It's like Jesus at with the Samaritan woman, give me that water always. So give us that bread always. This bread, this manna that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world is a manna that came down from heaven, but it was an earthly bread. It wasn't a bread that gave eternal life. And Jesus is now saying that there's another bread here that I'm going to be giving you. And this is not like the manna in the desert, but it is a bread that's going to give you not just life here, but eternal life. Now you can imagine them all this, the crowds and the Pharisees and the rabbis, everybody saying, wow, give us this bread always, because this is really what we want. Then comes the crunch, you see. The manna in the desert was food that God gave them to give them strength to continue on their journey through the desert. Here Jesus says, I'm going to give you bread, manna, call it what you like, that's going to give you eternal life. And the crunch is, I am that bread. And that's what they found difficulty with. They found difficulty with Jesus as the bread of life. And as I've said yesterday or the day before, these gospel readings that we have from the Gospel of John, it's like a sweet that we turn around in our mouth. It's not anything new, because John is saying to us over and over every day, Jesus is the bread of life. And what we need to do is to place our faith and our trust in God, just as in the desert, the Israelites placed their trust in God. Here, we are also asked to place our trust in God, but made visible in Jesus, that he is the expression of God. And what we are called upon to do is to place our faith and our trust in him. And that's what people had problems with. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world. So nothing can be plainer, nothing can be more obvious than Jesus simply saying, if you want eternal life, then I am the bread that's going to give you eternal life. And therefore, we need to look broadly, roundly at Jesus as the bread of life. And as I've said yesterday, I think we look at Jesus as the Eucharist. He's the Passover. He's that sacrificial lamb that died for us. And we need to eat that lamb, so to speak. We need to eat the flesh of Jesus in the sacramental way, but it is his flesh. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. So we need to do that. Just as at the Passover, the original Passover in Exodus, we see the people, when they came to their destination, they always remembered the Passover from slavery to Egypt to freedom in the Promised Land, and they celebrated that by sacrificing the Paschal Lamb. Jesus is the new Paschal Lamb, and he says, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood and you will have eternal life. We pass over from sin to forgiveness and mercy. And isn't this very appropriate in this year of mercy that we think much about this? That even though we are a sinful people, and we commit sin, and we do things and say things that we say, well, we shouldn't do and we shouldn't say and so on. This is a year of mercy when the Lord looks towards us and says, I love you and I show you mercy and forgiveness. And what we are called upon to do is to show that love and mercy and forgiveness of God our Father manifest in and through Jesus Christ to us. We need to show that mercy towards each other. And my goodness, isn't it true that we have people in our lives? I've got people in my life, and I'm sure you've got people in your life that you say, I have a problem with this person. What can I do about it? Well, first of all, we need to ask the Lord to give us the grace and the strength to be instruments of mercy and forgiveness, that we might pass over from that difficulty we're having with people to freedom, that we can pass from our selfishness and our whatever it is to forgiveness and mercy. And that especially in this year of mercy, this jubilee of mercy that we are celebrating. So, a few words, a few reflections, shall I say, on the gospel today. Once again, on Jesus being the bread of life. And he says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life in you. So let's pray today that we might show our love for God in our love for Jesus. And as the Gospel of John is now going to be moving into Jesus being interacting with the scribes and the Pharisees, the people who knew the law, Jesus is saying, yes, God does give us bread from heaven, But I am that bread from heaven, and this is the confrontation. And this is what it is that drives many people away from Jesus, because they couldn't take this language that we must eat his flesh and drink his blood. May the Lord give you and me that grace and that strength to place our faith and our trust in him. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. They saw the Lord. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. I am the bread of life that has come down from heaven. And anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel. For he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am the bread of life, said Jesus, that has come down from heaven. And anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world. Alleluia. Now Christ has risen from the dead, the first fruits of all who have fallen asleep. So let us praise him in our prayer. Risen Lord, hear us. Lord, remember the church you built on the apostles. Bless all those who believe in you. You are the healer of body and soul. Come to us with your salvation. Comfort the sick and renew their strength. Deliver them from all pain and distress. Help the anguished and the oppressed, and in your love, uphold the needy. Through your cross and resurrection, you have won immortal life. Grant to our dead the joys of your kingdom. And tonight, I would particularly like to pray for all those listeners of Radio Veritas who have found strength and joy in our programs, and especially in this sunset program. People like Elise Pitchford and her husband Ron, and so many others who have passed on from this life, we ask you, Lord, to grant them eternal rest. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty ever-living God, make our hearts more open to your love in these days of Eastertide, when you have made known to us the depth of that love. You have rescued us from the darkness of error. Make us adhere more firmly to the teachings of your truth, and we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always. Yes, indeed, we put our life in the Lord's hands and in and through Jesus Christ. Well, thank you so much for being with me to celebrate the evening prayer of the church. It's always lovely being with you. And stay warm, enjoy your evening, have a good rest, and I'll be back with you again tomorrow morning at 6. From me, Father Emil, good night and God bless.